You're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and we're playing music tonight live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club. And, of course, we have a live band tonight as well for a couple of sets. And we're going to hear the first set right now. So please welcome everyone from Iowa City, the Olympics.
Vacation, shoot me up, shoot me up, we'll go.
It's the Olympics, live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club here on IPR Studio One. And a lot more great music to come from the Olympics, but we wanted to talk a bit for now. Good to have you on the show, Olympics. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How you doing? How's it going so far?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
All right. You know, we hear about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's cool to see the lineup announcement for 8035.
Yeah, you're on it.
Heck yeah.
It'll be great to see you at 8035 this year. So, you know, we hear about college rock. The Olympics, actually, a band started by college students at the University of Iowa. How did that all happen?
Yeah, Olympics started in 2010. Most of us, I guess, were college age by then. Some of us, not quite. Olympics started as a four-piece, actually, and then four of us had moved into a house together in Iowa City, including Lucas, our guitar player, who at the time was not part of the band. We started playing music together with him, and it was going well, so he's decided to join the band. And from then on, we were kind of more or less the lineup and the kind of what you see here today 5 years later. So we have the addition of Nate, who's a somewhat new member to our band as well. Started in 2010, rather, in Iowa City. Yeah, still there.
All right. So 5 years later, and everybody's graduated?
Yep. Those of us who are in school have graduated now, and, you know, it's all rock and roll and day jobs from here on out.
And the second full-length album is coming out soon, the follow-up to Barefoot Blondes.
Yep, right? Yeah, we're looking at a September release right now. We've been, actually, just yesterday was, I believe, the official 1 year marker since we started recording the album at Sonic Factory here in Des Moines. So we've been there in another studio, a couple different studios, but coming pretty close to being done now. So still kind of September release is kind of the target date, and we'll hopefully have some more info on that soon. But we've been working on the album and really excited to share it with people.
Is the title still Half Loves?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so you go from Barefoot Blondes to something a little more thoughtful and enigmatic, perhaps, Half Loves. Is this a new maturity for the Olympics?
Yeah, I think it just shows a different side of it. I mean, obviously, we're, you know, the same people, just kind of a different angle. I think
you had more time to do the second album, right?
Excuse me?
You had more time, more
Yeah, we definitely had more time, and just more time writing it, and more time in the studio, kind of letting, you know, that atmosphere, which is like a very different atmosphere than, you know, just your writing space, but along with the help of some producers here in town, Brandon Darner and his team, we've kind of been able to look at some different angles of our sound, different angles of songwriting, and kind of entertain some of those possibilities and angles that we've that we've maybe been influenced by certain sounds or certain ideas, certain songwriters, certain sounds for years and years, but maybe something else has just kind of come to the surface right now, which is some interesting to see, because you obviously have ideas when you're going into writing an album, but it's never going to be exactly how you kind of envision it initially, and we try to kind of steer it in a certain direction that would bear some sort of continuity within the album itself, but there's always other factors that come in, and it's definitely not exactly what we thought it would be, but I think that's for the best.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Let's have more from the Olympics. We'll be right back.
ocean without any emotion and making like a newborn and shining like a shoehorn. I saw you on the sandbar staring at the North Star, looking for direction, awaiting resurrection. Cause I'm so caught up in the ocean of thoughts that turn right into fears. Oh, I'm the first lost thing you open to. Oh, my ship will sail if you learn to travel with me. Coming on by 10, half past 11, she'll be calling all my friends. I know I don't write you letters when I'm old fast school, cause I'm too afraid of you knowing what I do. So I look to heaven and I send up a prayer. I don't know who's your seeing, but I hope someone's up.
guys all coming out. Thanks to everyone who's listening on the interwebs and on the radio machines. Yeah, this next one's an older tune. There's no first three we just played were songs that are going to be on our new record. It's an older tune called Fire.
It's the Olympics, live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club, and we've got more to come in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned for that. Jeff, you're sounding great tonight. Jeff there on vocals and playing the Rickenbacker guitar. Nice-looking guitar there, Jeff.
Thank you.
Who else is in the band?
We got Nate on bass right here. And yeah, let me give it up. Trevor on the keyboards, synthesizers. Got Noel on the drums. And Lucas on guitar.
So, you know, I hesitate to ask about influences, but you guys brought it up earlier. You're proud of your influences, I think. Who influenced you?
Yeah, I think influencers are cool to talk about. Just because with any group, you know, it's made up of multiple people, there's going to be probably some influences that overlap and probably some that are completely not overlapping at all. So it's always kind of interesting to see. Even after playing for years with most of these guys, how some of our influences kind of shift and how certain influences come to the surface at certain times and how we connect on others and how certain things maybe just kind of come through that that we all, you know, by playing together. So for me, I've always kind of gravitated towards songwriters, kind of regardless of genre. I've always kind of liked, I guess, like just pop kind of song structures. So for me, I like... kind of like a lot of indie rock kind of singer-songwriters, but I like Arctic Monkeys. Christopher Owens is a songwriter for the band Girls, and he does some of his own stuff now too. I like, actually one of my favorite jazz musicians, Chet Baker, really kind of cool song structures and melodies with him. So even some country artists sometimes, some older country artists kind of have some cool just... song structures has always kind of amazed me that somebody could write a four chord song that somehow had some uniqueness to it that always kind of intrigued me. And I know for Nate, he a couple of the bands he listens to a lot and he likes are The National. Nate Boy loves those guys. And I don't know who else you listen to, Nate. Yeah, Grizzly Bear. Yeah, we listened to their record coming up here today. Actually, really really cool band. Had that them down in Mission Creek a couple of years ago. It was really cool to see them down there. Trevor for keyboards, he's classically trained, so he likes a lot of the just classical. Yeah, right there. Yeah, yeah. Trevor Polk. yeah, so he likes a lot of classical music, but also like some of us kind of got into like some of the like hardcore like metal music in like middle school age kind of, and so it's kind of a clash of styles that somehow he's able to figure stuff out and make some cool sounds. But Noel's kind of similar. Listen to some harder music and stuff growing up. He was played in a lot of bands before most of us played in bands, and so he kind of had a jump on the gun in terms of having a lot of show experience and stuff coming into playing with us, which I think helped our band progress a lot when we started back in 2010. Lucas kind of listens like a lot of his influence, like Chili Peppers. I don't know, what else do you listen to, Luke? Mars Volta, yeah. Just some Supertramp. Yeah, Supertramp, yeah. So a little bit of everything really with us. So it's kind of something that we all like kind of exchanging music and kind of throwing stuff around because, like I said, a lot of music we do listen to is kind of something we all connect on, and other things are really just... stuff that comes in kind of through the cracks and just sneak its way onto, you know, some of the music we make. So kind of a fun thing to entertain and talk about sometimes.
It's a wide range then, those influences for the Olympics. Well, you got one from, I don't know, Arctic Monkeys you could play for us?
Yeah, we got a cover.
Right.
We're going to play a cover tune next that is from the Arctic Monkeys. So enjoy.
Color in your cheeks. Do they get that feel that you can shift the tap that sticks around like summer's in your teeth? Have some aces up your sleeve. Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? says this tune I found, it makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? We're sort of hoping that you'd stay. Thought of calling when you've had a few, 'cause I always do. Maybe I'm true. Is it being lost to fall for somebody new? Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. So have you got the guts? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it shuts. Simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I'll try in to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do. Together, if you wanted to. I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways. We're sort of hoping that you stay. We don't know. Half the nights are mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought of calling when you've had a few, 'cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. Know if this feeling flows both ways.
This next one's another old one off our last record. It's called Gypsy Blood. I'm just a gypsy blood in my veins. It's added to my fingers, running through my veins, but a sugar on my shoulders. It's added to my tongue. It's added to my fingers, running through my veins, but a sugar on my shoulders. It's added to my tongue. It's added to my fingers, running through my veins, but a sugar on my shoulders. It's added to my tongue. It's added to my fingers, running through my veins, but a sugar on my shoulders.
It's the Olympics, live tonight, the basement of the Des Moines Social Club here in IPR's Studio One.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It is IPR's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. We're live from the basement of the Des Moines Social Club tonight. And it's time for another live set from our live band tonight at the basement from Iowa City. It's the Olympics.
Confession is not betrayal. Only feelings matter. If I could make you stop loving me, we're talking about a different matter. I've been sitting at home in my living room, trying to piece it all together. But as a matter of fact, there's a heart attack waiting for me and she's wearing leather. Who are you? You're coming all strong and you're too far gone for you to belong to anyone. You're serving yourself like a restaurant. But if you get your feel good, drop pretenses, there's consequences. I hope that you choke in your sleep.
Matter.
you're a snake and you get what's coming soon.
Thank you.
dance tune up next. Songs again with the Olympics. Thanks so much for coming out. Thanks for listening on the radio online. Thanks to IPR for having us out. Thanks to Des Moines Social Club and everybody working for 8035, Des Moines Music Coalition. Really appreciate being part of this this event tonight. And hope you guys are excited for 8035. Like you heard, there's gonna be a lot of really cool local bands as well as national acts playing this summer. Here the 10th and 11th. downtown Des Moines. So make sure to come out to that and really check out some of the other cool talent that we got going on in Iowa and that we're bringing into Iowa. So thanks again to everybody involved in this evening.
The Olympics, live tonight from the basement, Des Moines Social Club. Thanks a lot, Olympics. Sounded great.